When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The fix is in. The Sports Fix.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Harry Buffalo. The Sports Fix will be live at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted for each and every Cleveland Browns game. So come on out and join in the fun. Go Browns!
Sports Fix listeners, don't wait all day or all week to get in on the fun. The party doesn't stop when we go off the air all week long. The Sports Fix social media sites are your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. Jump over to Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, and become a fan today because we love fans and they create some of the best sports talk in town, Daddy. You'll enjoy talking to your fellow Cleveland sports fans on the Sports Fix fan page. And if Twitter's your thing, well, you know how we do it. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. It's that simple.
Twitter.com/TheSportsFixCLE, baby.
Chat live with the crew during all your favorite Cleveland sports events, tickets and contests and trivia and so much more. Get with us today, The Sports Fix, on social media, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. Join The Sports Fix on Facebook and Twitter today. Business owners and professionals, do you want to take your business, your product, your team, your event to the next level? You want to advertise right here with the Sports Fix. Our listeners are among the most loyal listeners on the dial, terrestrial or internet, and our audience is one of the greatest and most receptive audiences in all of radio. The Sports Fix universe is not only listeners of the radio show, but tens of thousands of fans on Facebook and Twitter. Our social media universe expands by the day, all in the prime demographics to help drive your business directly into the winner's circle. Don't take my word for it. The Sports Fix comes with reference upon reference that have done business with us in the past and had some fun along the way. For more information on how we can help you knock your business, event, team, product, or promotion out of the park, email me, Jerry Myers, thesportsfix@AOL.com. That's thesportsfix@AOL.com. And let me help you swing for the fences and hit it out of the park. Advertise your product right here on the Sports Fix.
Hey Cleveland, this is Anderson Varejão of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You are listening to the Sports Fix.
Live in Ohio, it's time to get your fix. The Sports Fix.
Welcome in, my friends. Another day, another dollar. Holler, holler, holler. Welcome into the Sports Fix. J-Rock with you, and we are kicking things off. Another Thursday here, busy Thursday here on the Sports Fix. A whole lot going on. Old friends, new friends, a whole lot in store for today's show. Welcome in. I am your host, the Big Daddy on the microphone, J-Rock, Jerry Myers. And like I said, a busy, busy day today as we get ready to head into the weekend, Daddy. Another big weekend. The Ohio State Buckeyes are back in action this weekend. The Brownies on the road. The legendary Lambeau Field 2. Legendary franchises. I mean, you know, of course we're going to talk about the Browns and all of that a little bit later, and I know what is right now and all of that, but I still think it's cool when two legendary historical franchises, even if they're, you know, even if the Browns are struggling with their historical relevance these days, the Browns and the Packers, two of the historical franchises. So you got that going on this weekend. You got a whole lot going on. Cavs, a couple of preseason games home this week. You got tonight. They're back in action Saturday, too. So whole lot going on. A lot to watch on TV. A lot to talk about. A lot to talk about today, Thursday, every Thursday. That means BJ Riddell's with us a little bit later. Fantasy Football for Winners. We talk about it, help you get your lineup set before Thursday night and ready to smash your competition this weekend in fantasy football. Always a good time when he's with us. As I said, old friends, baby. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTryWinLastNight.com. You know, the baseball season ended, and Mike and I just became estranged for about a week and a half. So looking forward to having Mike back on the show. We'll talk to him a little bit about what the Indians are already doing to get started for the offseason. We'll talk about perhaps, I actually want to talk to him because he's definitely much more in tune with the different rungs of the farm system than I am. I'm curious who's already ramping up into the development program already, even though this season hasn't ended. How many of those Indians are working on things for next year? Talk to him about all of that. And, you know, as he texted me, I'm sure even he's got a take on the Cleveland Browns and their quarterback situation. We are going to talk about that a little bit here today. All of that. Cavs got a game tonight. We'll preview that. The Pistons at the Q and so much more. Plus, I'm going to talk to you. I've been teasing it all week, but very excited today to really start telling you guys and bringing to you, talking about a new book that's out, Cleveland's Finest, Vince McKee. You're going to hear more about it a little bit later on. Let me tell you guys, this is something that you're definitely going to want to find out more about and get a piece of, and we're going to be talking to you about it, trust me. And then not just because it features yours truly, but there's a lot there. It's a fantastic book, and as I said, over not just today, but the next few weeks and months, we'll be talking more and more about that. Speaking of talking, that's what we do, and we do it to you. We love to hear from you. They give me the microphone. We give you the voice. Phone lines are open. 216-539-7535 is the number to call. 216-539-7535. You can hit us up on Facebook all day long, 24/7. We read those on the air. Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Make sure you like the page. Become a fan. As I tell you every day, we're getting closer and closer to 20,000 social media followers. And there will be some cool prizes, by the way, coming to those 20,000th, and maybe even a few other people as we get closer to that. But become a fan of the page, and we'll read those comments. We read them all the time on the air. Tweet with us. We'll read your tweets at TheSportsFixCLE. Tweet with us at The Sports Fix CLE. Speaking of those social media sites, we do giveaways as well. Not just great conversation there with other sports fans, with the Sports Fix, with the on-air audience, but all kinds of giveaways. Like right now, Ryan Ruiz, who writes for the Inscriber, he joins us every Friday. Matter of fact, tomorrow he'll be with us to preview the Browns and the Packers and give us his dog bones to victories of what the Browns are going to need to do to get a victory. Right now on our Facebook page, if you go check it out, facebook.com/TheSportsFix, Ryan is given a copy of his new book, The Black Cadillac. It's on our site. We're doing a promotion right now where you go, well, you'll go read the post for yourself and see, but it's very easy, it's free, and it's easy to enter. Somebody's going to win a free copy of Ryan's book. So there's another reason that you should go check it out, facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. Email us, thesportsfix@AOL.com. And don't forget, 24 hours a day, not just live at noon for the show, thesportsfix.net, your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. Welcome in, by the way, not just those of you listening live on thesportsfix.net, but those of you around the world on Digital Delay, on iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, all the different platforms and formats. Welcome in. And you know what? Let's talk real quick baseball. As we were talking about it yesterday, you had some, everybody stayed alive last night, doing a little disco. Everybody stayed alive. The Dodgers did what they had to do last night, a little bit of power. They got themselves going. Now they have at least chipped away. Still a long way to go from winning three games in a row, but you can only win them one at a time at this point. Now that series shifts and moves on as they head down to the final stretch there. St. Louis still leads 3-2, and Detroit, they tie that series. It's now a best of three with Boston. It's going to come down the stretch, and I kind of had a feeling that's the way the first four games that series are going to go. I think the Tigers and Boston, very pretty evenly matched teams there. I'll tell you, when you make a move, and remember the Indians' names were tied in with this a lot at the trade deadline. They talked about PV. That was a name that was out there, and you know, a lot of people got mad at the Indians because of what they did and or what they didn't do when it came to the trade deadline. But that's not what you want to see. He did not have a good night. That is not what you want to see over guys that you bring. Those are the pieces that you bring in to take care of business down the stretch. But, you know, 2-2, best of three series here. You've got some good pitchers going for Detroit. So as much as I'd like to see Boston win, whichever team wins is going to deserve it, because Boston's going to have to run the gamut through some pitching. Detroit's going to have to go through that lineup. So and we've seen some tough losses there already. Talked about Verlander, the great pitching that he's done and what he's got to show for it. So it's fixing over the next few days to head into next week. Some good matchups here heading down, and we'll see what the World Series is. I'm still thinking it's Boston, St. Louis when it's all said and done. But you know what? Detroit showed last night that you can't count them out, and I can't stand the Tigers. But Detroit showed last night that you can't count them out either. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun if you're a baseball fan staying with it. You know what? Something I want to talk about here right in the opening segment. I'm not even going to put this off anymore because I don't know if you guys have heard this. I was doing my you know, my normal show prep and all of that stuff, and this is actually a really interesting story. Did you guys hear about the company Fantex Brokerage Services they're going in the athlete business, not like an agent, not like going in they're going in the athlete business. This is crazy. Check this out. They just announced it today. Fantex Brokerage Services. They're going to allow fans to buy like stock, just like you would at the stock market. It's stocks related to the performance of actual athletes. It's fantasy, real life fantasy football, if that makes any sense at all. It's actually really crazy. As I heard this, and I'm like, this, I know it's a little bit off the beaten path here, and we've got some other stuff to get into, but I thought this was really intriguing, especially because think of where this thing could go. We've talked about, you know, the sponsorships, and I used to joke, I'm sure other people have too, about the boxers, how they might as well tattoo the sponsorships on their forehead and get every space, shave it into their hair, whatever they can do to make as much money. But check this out. Fantex Brokerage Services announced that they're doing an IPO just like you would for a business or for any other kind of a stock offering for Arian Foster of the Houston Texans. They reached a deal with Foster. This company is going to pay Arian Foster $10 million. And for that $10 million, they get a 20% stake in all of his future income. They're basically buying 20% of Arian Foster's future income, his contracts, his endorsements, any movie or TV money or anything like that that he might make, all that kind of stuff. They're paying $10 million for 20% of all that money. And then they're going to sell stock, shares of stock in that 20% that they own. They're going to fraction that off and sell you
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shares. So you could buy shares of and own a piece of Arian Foster. And it's like, and then it starts to get crazy because as you see, and I'm sure, you know, more detail of this will come out and it'll start to, you know, make itself more clear. But this is where the fantasy aspect of it, because you're buying stock based on his business value and what he does on the field, his performance, all of that stuff. So he's being looked at now like an actual company. Is this not some crazy stuff right here? Like, if Arian Foster does well, if he gets new endorsements and stuff like that, his stock goes up just like a company. Like, you know how we say that, you know, in sports talk, we go, well, this guy's stock really went up. Now his stock actually would go up and you can buy and sell shares. And imagine with how reactionary fans are. Could you imagine after a bad game? Like, could you imagine like selling, sell, like Mortimer, like the brothers in the old Eddie Murphy movie, Trading Places, you know, sell Mortimer. Sell, you know, but anyways, that is just amazing when you think about it. And Fantex, they're just like any big brokerage house, like just like if you were buying stocks, they take their percentage and their commission, and that's how they make money. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, because they say that they're casting a net and they're going to look to like line up a whole lot of other, obviously, athletes in various sports and buy stakes by percentages in these athletes, and it's amazing. It just that's crazy. It's cool and it's fascinating and it's scary all at the same time, because where can that go? I mean, at what point can you sell off 100% of somebody? And then like there's a lot of weird questions and a lot of weird ways that you could go, but it's amazing. And basically, like I said, the company collects 20% of everything he makes going forward, which does include the contract that he's currently under, which is, you know, $20 million for the next 5 years. So right there, you know, they'll get a chunk of money back off of that and off of his endorsement deals and all of that. But it's just crazy. And it, you know, for athletes, it works out for them, because if you think about it, it's kind of like the sales pitch that John Hart used on those guys in the 90s to get them to sign. You know, you're selling some of your future, but you're getting guaranteed money now, because no matter what happens, you know, you're getting this $10 million or $5 million. But man, you hear about people investing in horses and things like that, race horses and businesses. This is some crazy stuff. I figured you guys would want to hear about that, because when I saw it, I just said, man, I can't believe this. I can't wait to hear more about this. Fantex Brokerage Services. They're buying stake in actual human beings. There's so many different branches to that you could think about, different ways that conversation could go, different areas of moral questions, different all kinds of stuff. Who regulates that? Like, is it I see that they're obviously filing with the SEC and the Securities and Exchange Commission, but is that who regulates that? Because this is also a human being we're talking about. This is some crazy stuff, some uncharted territory, nothing that can't be worked out, and nothing I'm sure that they won't work out. These questions are all out there, but man, that is some amazing stuff. And Arian Foster is going to be the guinea pig, as you would say there, and be the first one out there. Arian Foster has sold, and kudos to him, because this thing could absolutely fall apart, and he's got $10 million in the bank for 20% of his own future. Talk about taking control and investing in your own future, man. Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of craziness can happen in the future, man. And then, see, that opens up all kinds of new... Think about it. You know, you guys know, this is what I mean when I say it opens up all new branches of moral stuff, because you know, think about the problems we already have with the college athletes and the agents trying to get their hooks into them when they don't have actual stakes, like when they have theoretical stakes in the future of this athlete. Like now, when you have these other, what do you want to call them, veins of income or whatever, different things, this whole dynamic, man, that throws out there in a whole lot of different ways. Like I said, man, that's pretty intriguing, and it's the way the world is, the way the world is advanced to, I guess. But whatever you got to do for money, I say, you know, as long as it's legal and above, man, that's amazing. I'm hearing this just like you guys. This is pretty cool. Fantex Brokerage Services. You know what, fellas? You can easily buy 20% of J-Rock, and I won't even charge you the full $10 million. Let's talk. Have your people call my people, Daddy. I mean, we can work something out. We can work something out. I'm telling you, I get some future endorsements coming. Some future endorsements coming down the road, man. I'm going to endorse. I endorse Quicklane Valley Ford Truck right now. So, see, you can get 20% of Quicklane right now. Talk to me, Fantex. I could be next after Arian Foster. Pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. What could you get for Brandon Wheaton? No offense. That's where I think it's funny. Like, could you imagine? Then could you imagine, like, as athletes, you know, always have, you know, who can, you know, spit the furthest in the wind contests and stuff like that. Then you could compare, you know, how much you're saying, man, your stock's down $15 since last season, Holmes. It could be Wheaton, man. Wheaton owes people money every time they buy his stock, you know? So there's a whole lot of branches to this story. I'm not trying to pile on Brandon Wheaton. We're going to talk about him when we come back. I'm going to talk to you. I see the guys in the chat room talking about Cleveland's finest. I'll tell you a little more about that. We're going to talk about Brandon Wheaton. A couple of former Browns signed with some new teams. Matter of fact, New York, New York, baby. We'll talk about that so much more. Plus, BJ Riddell, fantasy football for winners still to come. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. All of that, so much more. Big show going. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Sports Fix. And yes, each of you listening can have a piece of the Big Daddy too. We're going to talk. I'll come up with some stock prices, and you can definitely invest in me. Cool stuff. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Fix, Daddy.
The Sports Fix, the show that asks the question.
What you talking about? 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 What you talking about?
We'll be right back.
Guys, want to take just a second as we head into this break and remind you about the official business printing source of the Sports Fix, our friends at Signs and Ship. Signs and Ship, I'm telling you, Chris and Pam, they've taken care of me since day one, and they can do the same for you. Whether you're a small business that's already been established and you're looking to grow to that next level and expand your business, or perhaps you've got an idea that you just know is going to be a great business and you need to figure out how to brand it and how to promote it and put it out there, Signs and Ship is the place for you. If you need a logo, they can create one for you. They have a fantastic graphic designer. Business cards, signs, banners, yard signs, mobile advertising, anything you can think of that you need to promote your business, they've got it at Signs and Ship. The best thing about them too is each of their locations, whether it's the home base here in Elyria, Ohio that I work with, or their spots in Virginia, Florida, and Pennsylvania, it's all local sourced. Very important to me because we all understand that small business is the lifeblood of the community. So check them out, signsandship.com, or call Chris and Pam today, 440-323-6060, the home office in Elyria, Ohio. Signs and Ship, quality printing at affordable prices.
It's an addiction. The Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
At the corner of Carnegie and Ontario,
it's basketball time at the Cube.
Cleveland Rocks!
Have you gotten your copy of Cleveland's Finest yet, highlighting the best moments, players, and media members in Cleveland sports history?
God, he won it! Melo hit a three-pointer on the sideline!
In-depth, personal interviews with some of the top names in Cleveland sports fill the pages of this incredible book.
Joe Day,
Fred McLeod,
Hector Marinaro.
Discussing the most intimate and sometimes controversial details of the largest moments in our town's sports history.
The Indians have won the divisional title.
A perfect game for Len Barker.
What a win for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The first time in a playoff.
It's the first book written from the players' point of view, with the media that covered it and the fans that watched. Finally, the true stories are told. From a miracle in Richfield to the NBA Finals.
That's right, Pistons have been booby trapped.
From a perfect game to a World Series one pitch from victory. From a Wildcat High School dynasty to the golden days of the Browns, Barons, and Crunch, this book will change the way the entire sports nation looks at Cleveland.
Cleveland, you will have an October to remember.
Cleveland's Finest by Vince McKee is this year's must-have book for every Cleveland sports fan. Available now at Amazon.com, just in time for the holidays. This is your home run present.
Get
your copy today. Sports Fix listeners, like us on Facebook today. Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Football season is party season at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Everyone wins at Harry Buffalo. Every Saturday is Coors Light College Football Saturday with $6 pitchers, four bottles for $10, and the Buckeyes in full HD. Football season is most definitely party season, and your headquarters is Harry Buffalo North Olmsted all winter long. Harry Buffalo, join the herd. Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck, home of the low price tire guarantee. Quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
You're listening to the Sports Fix.
Like a doctor.
Welcome back to the Sports Fix. That's right. That's right, Kumo D. We go to work like a doctor. Surgical. Welcome back to the Sports Fix. J-Rock with you, Jerry Myers. Call me whatever you want. Call me pumped up. Call me souped up on my third pot of coffee this morning. Actually, I needed it because I got about 37 minutes of sleep last night because that little Vince McKee, Cleveland's finest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Montage that you heard, that was a good full night's work there, but I loved it. That was fun putting those clips. I'll tell you what, you listen to it, man, it brings, it's one thing to talk about the book and read it, whatever, but it brings it to life because you remember those moments. I love that Joe Tate clip of the Pistons on the Booby World, you know? You gotta love it, man. They all over. Good stuff, man. You know what? Speaking of, like I told you guys, and we're going to tell you more about it here, you know, throughout the upcoming weeks and months, but Cleveland's Finest, check it out on Amazon. It does also feature in the true transparency form. It does feature yours truly as well, so I do have to mention that. But good stuff, and like I said, we're going to be talking more about it here on the book. It really does go through and give you a totally different look at Cleveland sports, which is what we need. That's what we try to do here on the show, you guys. You know, not the way everybody does it, man. We try to do it totally different. Not just talk it differently, but present Cleveland differently. And obviously, people around the world, a lot of you guys like what we're doing, and Clevelanders like it, and we're going to keep doing it, Daddy. So welcome back in. As I was saying, I see you guys in the room. I told you, got Black Cadillac, written by Ryan Ruiz, who joins us every Friday. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thesportsfix, because right now we're giving away a copy of that too. Always trying to hook you up. Getting back into it, I was joking before the break when we talked about that and already got some feedback coming in. People, like a lot of people, I guess, hadn't heard. It was a pretty recent story this morning. Hadn't heard that story about the investment thing with Arian Foster. So a lot of people were like looking it up during the break, like, man, J-Rock, I didn't hear about that. So I started to hear from some people, and it really is amazing. But I was joking about Brandon Weeden. You know, listen, every time I think, you know, and I do, I really do try to be fair and balanced about both sides of it. But, you know, every day he gives me a different reason to go back and revisit, like, why I even think that there's a chance for anything to change, because nothing has at this point. But it's not just the physical, it's the mental thing about it. Reading an article about him today, and of course the headline, Weeden won't be sacked by his critics, which I'm cool with that. You can't let people sway your confidence in yourself and all of that. But, you know, it was the one line that he said that really got to me, and maybe it's just me. You know, I get it with him avoiding the social media. That's really good, I think, when he said that he was going to do that at the beginning of the season. But he was talking about losing the game, and especially that final interception, that crazy one that we talked about that everybody knows how, that he called a boneheaded play. But as he's talking about it, he goes, "It's behind me. Obviously, I didn't lose any sleep over it. It stung. I'll move on." And it's, but the line where he, obviously, I didn't lose any sleep over it. And it's like, that to me, part of that is the problem, because I'm not telling you to spend every second of the day dwelling on it. But you don't think, I mean, and maybe this is an extreme example because they're such perfectionists and such winners, but you don't think Peyton Manning drills on stuff, and when he does something wrong that bothers him, it bothers him for as long as it takes for him to correct that. And I get it, not everybody has that temperament, and I get that you can't live with the thing on you 24 hours a day. You can't think about it all the time. You do have to move past it. but it should bother you. See, he's always playing Joe Cool in the media. He's always shrugging it off, and it doesn't bother me. I'm an athlete. I got to move on and all that. It should bother you. It should bother all of you guys. You know, every time we have guys on the show, any of the veteran players, any of the guys that played back in the day in any sport, they all say that same thing. It did bother them. Winning teams, it does bother them. It bothers you all week long until you get a chance to go out there and fix it. And that mentality right there, on top of anything else that has to do with the football field, is every bit as much what's wrong with Brandon Weeden as anything else. It's like we brought this up before on the show. It's like the whole every game. What does he say after every game? Well, you know, obviously there were some throws that I'd like to have back there, but I thought overall as a whole, I thought I played pretty well. Then you start to ask him about the mistakes that he made, and he goes, every mistake that he made, well, I'm going to have to go back and look at the tape on that before I can really talk about it. But, you know, even that the underhanded flip, he got caught by the newspaper reporters in a double story there. Well, the guy had me by the feet, so that's why the throw was so bad. Then they went back and watched the video, and the guy doesn't have him at all. Well, yeah, I thought he had me. Exactly. You know, that's the thing. Is excuse-making, to me, that's a sign of weakness, a sign of a lack of leadership. Leadership. You don't have to have leadership if you're Joe Blow that works at the 7-Eleven. You don't have to have leadership if you work anywhere where you work independently or within a group of people. You don't have to be a leader. You do have to have it when you're a quarterback of a professional football team. And that's why a lot of times people try to say, oh, well, cut these guys some slack and they're just human and this and that. Yes, but when you take certain things, when you take money, you take certain things, as I forgot to turn the ringer off on the phone, when you take certain things and certain positions and certain privileges and all of the things that come with being a professional athlete, you take the things that come with that too, and you always have the choice to do something else, and then you'll never have to worry about that again. Like whenever somebody complains about that, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, yeah, but you know what? You could quit right now. You could go work at 7-Eleven and never have to worry about the newspaper ever talking about your performance at the 7-Eleven. I'm just saying, I can do that too. I can do that too. If I get tired of people that don't like me or whatever, I can go do something else where people never have to listen to me again. So, but those statements, getting off the track, those statements are the things that bother me every bit as much as anything physical or anything on the football field. The lack of personal accountability, the lack of responsibility. I mean, that statement bothers me. I didn't lose any sleep over it. And he said it, obviously, I didn't lose any sleep over it. Well, that shouldn't be obvious to me. That shouldn't be obvious. Because guess what? I guarantee you some of your teammates lost sleep over it. Guarantee you. Maybe not all of them. Some of them did. I guarantee you a whole lot of fans lost sleep over it. Guarantee you that. Maybe they didn't, you know, lose days worth. But you get my point. You know what I'm saying. So it does bother people. It bothers a lot of people, and it should bother you. If nothing else, you should be phony, and you should sit there and pretend that it bothers you as much as it bothers the people that invest in what you do. But that, again, comes with being the quarterback of a football team. But it's okay because, you know, we have to deal with what we have to deal with this season. And then going forward, I can promise you that the words Brandon Weeden and the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation will no longer be intertwined. But for now, it is what it is. And, of course, tomorrow, Ryan Ruiz joins us and Jeff Gorman and Jonathan Knight, the sports writer extraordinaire, and we're going to do the whole ins and outs. And I do think – I mean, listen, I don't think this is a lamb going to slaughter situation for the Browns this weekend going to Lambeau, because I think there's enough chinks in the armor as far as the injuries and things with the Packers. I think there's enough of that going on. And I think that there's enough with the Browns defensively that they'll be able to keep it competitive. They'll be able to keep it a good game and maybe even a little bit more for a while. But at the end of the day, when you keep saying about the quarterback position that, well, if the problem is we're starting to see that it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to go, well, if. Now, listen. Once again, it's up to the coaching staff. It's up to them to put something together to minimize the impact of Brandon Weeden on this game. They can. Will they? It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the best laid game plan can be flipped underhanded awkwardly and go right into the hands of the other team. So we'll talk more about that. Got to hit the break. When we come back, BJ Riddell's with us. We'll stay on the football field. We're going to talk fantasy football. Get you ready for your fantasy football lineups this weekend. Fantasy football for winners with BJ Riddell. Coming up next, live here on the Sports Fix.
We here at the Sports Fix want to make all of your dreams come true.
What about my dream?
Edith, I told you I can't build your candy house. It will fall down. The sun will melt the candy. It won't work.
It will if it never rains.
Oh, maybe not all of them. Get your fix on the Sports Fix.
Hey guys, as we hit the break, just want to mention the Sports Fix, of course, proud to be partners with Harry Buffalo in North Olmsted, home of each and every Browns game day Sunday. The Sports Fix, broadcasting pregame, postgame, and halftime shows live in the house. We're giving away prizes, doing some trivia contests, having a great time each and every Browns game. Whether they win or lose on the field, everybody's a winner because we have a party each and every Browns game at the Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Don't forget as well, they've got Coors Light College Game Day Saturdays. Get all your Buckeye action there. Great drink specials on Sundays. Those Hair of the Dog pitchers are only $10, and that right there turns a bad day and a frown upside down. All of that, Monday Night Football, your favorite Browns players watching the game with you, and so much more. The Harry Buffalo North Olmsted, just outside Great Northern Mall. We'll see you there for each and every Browns game. Don't forget, Harry Buffalo, proud sponsor of the Sports Fix. Join the herd.
This is head coach Gary Waters at Cleveland State, and you're listening to the Sports Fix.
Business owners and professionals, do you want to take your business, your product, your team, your event to the next level? You want to advertise right here with the Sports Fix. Our listeners are among the most loyal listeners, terrestrial or internet. The Sports Fix universe is not only the radio show, but tens of thousands of fans on Facebook and Twitter. Email me, Jerry Myers, thesportsfix@AOL.com. That's thesportsfix@AOL.com. And let me help you swing for the fences and hit it out of the park right here on the Sports Fix.
The Sports Fix is now available every day on the world's largest internet radio service, iHeartRadio. Download the free iHeartRadio app, subscribe to the show, and get your fix.
I'm here again with Bill Opelich from Quick Lane at Valley Ford. Bill, what's new in the Quick Lane?
Battery rebate. Summer is just as hard on your battery as the winter. Quick Lane at Valley Ford will test your battery at no charge. And if you need a battery, we have a $25 mail-in rebate on the purchase of a tested Tough Motorcraft battery starting at $79.95.
Wow, that's a great deal, Bill. Tell me more.
Our brake rebate is still on until June 30th. $25 per axle with the purchase and installation of Motorcraft brake pads, as well as offering a $50 rebate when you purchase $250 or more and charge your Ford genuine credit card. Some exclusions apply. As always, we have a low price guarantee on all our tires. If you find the same price within 30 days, we will refund the difference. Stop in, let us check your battery and top off your washer fluid.
Where do I have to go to get those great deals?
Come to Quick Lane at Valley Ford on Canal Road between Rockside and Granger in Valley View, just 10 minutes from downtown Cleveland. We're open at 7 every day. Open late Monday through Thursday till 9, Friday till 6, and Saturday till 2.
Go to quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by GV Art and Design. It's not just a shirt, it's a statement. GVArtwork.com.
I'm Bob Picozzi. He's been in the major leagues for 10 years, but it's only the second time Adrian Gonzalez has played in the postseason, and he sure is making the most of it. In 9 games, Gonzalez is hitting .343 with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. In L.A., he homered twice in a 6-4 win over St. Louis for manager Don Mattingly's Dodgers, who avoid elimination in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series.
Adrian's been doing what he's doing all year long. So, obviously, it's a couple of big hit the other night in our win. Big hits today. He's always been that guy, really, that you rely on, that you don't have to worry about. So him just doing well is what he does.
The Cardinals lead the series 3-2, Game 6 tomorrow in St. Louis. In Detroit, the Tigers roughed up Jake Peavy for 7 runs in 3-plus innings in a 7-3 win over Boston to even the American League series at 2. Game 5 tonight in Detroit, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. John Lester and Anibal Sanchez. Only one team in the NFL has forced more turnovers than Seattle. The Seahawks, who have 17 takeaways in their first 5 games, will visit Arizona this evening in this week's NFL Thursday night game.
Dr. Pepper is changing lives with a one-of-a-kind opportunity, the Dr. Pepper Tuition Giveaway. Tell us your story for a chance to compete to win up to $100,000 in tuition. No purchase necessary. Head to drpeppertuition.com by 12/13/13. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
Now, back to the Sports Fix.
Welcome back to the Sports Fix, streaming live here on the sportsfix.net, noon Eastern every weekday, or 24/7 around the world on Digital Delay, on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and so many other platforms. J-Rock, Jerry Myers with you, and we are keeping it rolling. Going to go right back to the phone lines here. As a matter of fact, a couple of people tried to call during the break, but we're set up here to talk to BJ Riddell. It's time for Fantasy Football for Winners. If you tried to call, give us a call back after this segment. Gladly take your phone calls, 216-539-7535. Right now, though, the phone line's locked up each and every Thursday at this time. He joins us, my man, author of Fantasy Football for Winners, BJ Riddell. BJ, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, J-Rock. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Every time we're here doing this, it's a good time, no matter what. But I'm doing especially good today, man. I'm glad you are, too. I know you've got a shortened window to be with us today. A lot of things going on here. Talk to me about, you know, this week. What are you looking at? A lot of matchups here that are intriguing on the football field. What's intriguing to you in the fantasy football world?
Yeah, I'm intrigued on whether Calvin Johnson can return to being the elite receiver that he is. There are a lot of people who drafted him in the first round, everyone else probably in the second. He has not played like that. He's been slightly hurt. I think it's, at this stage of the season, it's all about injuries. Which players are going to have nagging injuries? They're going to make them ineffective fantasy-wise. And which players will either heal or rise above those injuries? A lot of guys play hurt. Sometimes the hurt hurts more than other times.
Right.
So you get guys like C.J. Spiller and who's hobbled, and Calvin Johnson, other guys like that. Will they return to elite status? And I'm intrigued by guys who, not due to injury, but guys who have just not been playing up to the ability that people believe they would, like Chris Johnson and Doug Martin. Will they, even before last week, A.J. Green had a quiet several weeks before finally breaking out and getting a score. He didn't produce a huge day. And some of that may be the limitations of Andy Dalton, the quarterback. But, I'm looking at this week and figuring out which stars will actually rebound and become fantasy stars again, and which stars you just look at and say, we're 6-7 weeks into the season, 7 weeks by the end of this week. If they're not doing it by now, can I count on them to do it come the playoff time?
Wow, that is you are in my head, because I'm telling you, one of the first questions I had for you was almost word for word what you just said. I wanted to ask you, now that we're getting a significant part of the season here, enough of a chunk that you can look at some sample size, how many guys that are underperforming, who are you looking at right now? Let's look at that then. Who are you looking at right now, and who do you think just doesn't have a bounce back in them, and it's going to be a bad year through the end?
Well, I'm concerned about Larry Fitzgerald. I was very high on him on your show. I talked about him being a top five receiver. He had two TDs in the first game. He's been battling a hamstring injury for several weeks. I have him in one of my two leagues. I'm going to start him again this week, even though he's going up against Seattle, because I feel like even an 80% Larry Fitzgerald is better than most receivers. But Carson Palmer has limitations. I mean, the guy, over his past, since 2007, he has about 108 TDs and about 95 interceptions, give or take a few. He's basically a guy who gets 1 to 2 TDs and 1 to 2 interceptions every game. So he's an upgrade from John Skelton and, Kevin Cobb and guys like that Arizona's had in recent years. But he's not as big of an upgrade as I think people hoped when he came over from Oakland in the offseason, and people felt like, here's a guy who can throw for 300 yards, throw for 2 or 3 scores, and suddenly Larry Fitzgerald is an elite player. I bought into that. Now I'm wondering, is it Larry Fitzgerald's injury, or more likely, is it a case where Carson Palmer has certain limitations? He left the NFL a couple of years ago. He didn't have the arm strength that he used to have. Does he all of a sudden have it now, or does he just happen to have an elite receiver who's making him look better than he really should be?
Let's stay right there with the name that you already brought up before we switch to who you think may have the positive impact the rest of this year. C.J. Spiller, you touted him at some people perhaps taking him as high as number one in their drafts. Talk to me about C.J. Spiller. How much of a bounce back do you think he has left with what's left in this season?
Well, the latest word this morning was that he feels like he is healing and that he feels as well as he's felt in a while. It remains to be seen at Buffalo offense ever since C.J. Manuel went down and then Thad Lewis, the backup, went down. It can cut both ways. If you have a very, very inexperienced quarterback who's thrust into a situation, a third stringer, first of all, they're going to probably lean more on the running backs than another type of quarterback, even a guy like E.J. Manuel, who is starting to feel very comfortable in that offense, throwing a lot to Robert Woods, Stevie Johnson, and so on. So if you lean too much on it, then the defense can just put eight in the box and put pressure on the defense, on the running backs, and force the quarterback to throw. And unfortunately, Buffalo doesn't have a great defense, so they're going to have to throw a lot. Any way you look at it, it's not the team that should have been the team coming into the season, and that's what injuries do. C.J. Spiller, if he gets back to 100%, I don't believe you're going to have to worry about a timeshare with Fred Jackson. At a certain point, everyone realizes that Spiller should be touching the ball 20 times. That's what's called for. He's a 5 to 6 yards per carry running back when healthy, and he will come back to form. The problem is, if everyone's stacking up on him, because the quarterback is a third stringer, you're going to see situations where he's not going to have a lot of room to run, and that's the concern. And if they get him out in the open, tossing some little quick passes left and right instead of just running him, maybe you get a little more versatility in your fantasy scoring. But if he's rushing 20 times for 90 yards, 100 yards, no scores, that's not going to help a lot of people come playoff time.
All right, and you may have just answered that with C.J. Spiller, but who is your, if you had to just pick one person that you guarantee has a bounce back the rest of the season, who would you put your money on?
I'd put my money on two guys. Well, one guy principally. I'd say Doug Martin. Doug Martin has had a fairly tough schedule, and it's not as if he's not touching the ball. I think last week he touched it 30 times, 33 times. He is a skilled running back, top three pick in a lot of drafts, in the preseason. Mike Lennon is an upgrade over Freeman in terms of quarterback. As long as Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams are healthy, everyone has to keep that offense honest, and that should mean that Doug Martin has plenty of room to run. He doesn't have a lot of competition at running back. It's his game. I mean, even Ray Rice, gets some poaches from Vonte Leach, from Bernard Pierce. I'm not too worried about Ray Rice, but I would say principally, if I could pick any one person, I would say Doug Martin.
All right, let's. I know you've got to go here in a minute. Give me your sleepers. Anybody you're looking at for this week? Anybody out there creeping that you think if somebody's got a chance to snatch up and play, they should use?
Yeah, it might be too late with Terrence Williams, but, he's in a bit of a timeshare at the number two receiver position with Miles Austin. But that timeshare is slowly slipping away from Austin. Williams is a superior receiver. They have a terrific matchup. I see Dallas putting up a lot more points than they did last week against Washington. Romo had an off week, throwing-wise last week. Didn't help a lot of fantasy teams. I see him really stretching the offense this week against Philly. And I see Terrence Williams being a beneficiary. He's a great plug-and-play guy. Keenan Allen in San Diego, no one can ignore the fact that this guy came in with a lot of promise, but a lot of guys playing in front of him, including Malcolm Floyd and Eddie Royal, Vincent Brown. But it seems to be at nearly the midpoint of the season that Keenan Allen is the name to watch in San Diego. That offense looks much better than it did last year. Phillip Rivers is playing out of his mind. That won't continue. But Keenan Allen looks to be a prime target. And I still believe in Garrett Graham. That Houston team, they're 2-4. They are struggling. I would encourage people to pick up Ben Tate if he's available and they have a deep bench. Because if Houston keeps going down, I see Arian Foster as not starting in the latter weeks of the season. I see them giving the ball to Tate and seeing what he can do as a test drive to see if next season he'll be taking the reins as a full-time starting running back. And as far as Garrett Graham goes, there's no other tight end vying for options.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Houston, I see Garrett Graham as being a solid top 12 tight end going forward. He had a rough week last week, but pretty much everyone in Houston did.
He's B.J. Riddell, author of Fantasy Football for Winners. He's with us every week around 12:35, 12:40 right here on the Sports Fix. Since you brought him up, perfect segue. My last question, I was talking about this to begin the show. We talk about stock rising and falling every week in fantasy football. I don't know if you've heard the news, but how about the brokerage service that has bought 20% of Arian Foster's future worth for $10 million, and they're going to sell real-life stock in the athletic and business performance of Arian Foster?
You know, I like playing with, I call it fantasy for a reason. I love it with, putting 20, 30 bucks in the pot and see what happens. I've never been one to focus on that kind of wheel and deal. And, you know, if there's money to be made, people will find a way to make it. I step out of that and just try to win.
Could you imagine buying stock in your favorite athlete, though? I mean, that's crazy.
Not imagine. They've got insurance, too. They got fantasy insurance. You can buy fantasy insurance, and if your guy gets hurt, you get your money back. I mean, it's there's a whole industry now being built around fantasy sports. I think people need to focus. I'm glad you brought it up because it goes to the point of there's a lot of angles here to fantasy sports. There's a lot of angles to statistics and betting on what people will do in the future. And as long as we're on the subject of Arian Foster, I mean, you look at his yards per carry year after year in the last 3 years and where it is this year, he is not the same running back that he's been in the past. And that's why, again, I feel like going forward, if you've got Arian Foster, sell high. He's not a guy who's going to be getting you 2 to 3 TDs, you know, and 150 all-purpose yards like he had, you know, 5, 6 times a year the past few years. I mean, this is a guy who is slowed because inefficient quarterbacking, and also the fact that he has been overburdened by carries for too long. And, he's a guy who's been pushing 400 carries the past few years. That can't keep up. And so at a certain point, Houston's going to have to decide after this season if they part ways with Foster and just sign Tate and make Tate their the guy who Tate was going to be 3 years ago or three and a half years ago. Before he got hurt for the season and Foster stepped in as the number 3 running back and stole the show. Tate still has a lot of ability. My money would not be on Foster come next year.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a battle in Houston that's interesting to the fans here in Cleveland because we've heard a lot of rumblings that Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi have identified Tate as somebody they really want to target this year in free agency. So that how that plays out and seeing how he performs, if that works out the way you say, will go a long way to showing the Browns perhaps what they're interested in because there's a lot of smoke that is perhaps the running back of the future they want to pair up with Deion Lewis here next year in Cleveland.
That would be a fierce, you combine them with Hoyer or Whedon and you hold on to Gordon and Cameron and that defense, suddenly you have a team that is what it should be, which is a formidable team, on offense and defense.
Yeah, I think people underestimate what losing Deion Lewis did to some of the things that they had planned in this offense, but it's got to be next man up, like you say, injury opportunity. I know you've got to go. B.J. Riddell, thanks so much again for joining us here this week. We'll talk to you next week and sit down when you've got a little more time. I look forward to it. It's always a pleasure, and we thank you every time you join us here on the show.
Thanks, J-Rock. Pleasure. Have a great week.
You got it. You too. He's B.J. Riddell. He's the author of Fantasy Football for Winners, and of course, you guys can check him out on Twitter at BJ Riddell. I'm going to open up the phone lines because we've got about 10 minutes here before Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTryWinLastNight.com joins us. So if you did try to call before, feel free to call again, 216-539-7535, 216-539-7535. 539-7535. Matter of fact, remiss that I didn't mention this earlier. I was going to, and I teased it, but I'm going to jump into it. And I wanted to. BJ had a second commitment here right after our show, so I had a few questions I had to cut out, but I wanted to ask him if he thought there'd be any fantasy impact to this. But a couple of Cleveland Browns, a couple of former Browns signed with new teams, both of them in New York. Josh Cribbs, who we knew, you know, had some trouble catching on somewhere because of the knee injuries, and they cut him in Oakland and didn't catch on in Arizona. Now those problems in New York have opened up, as we say, injury equals opportunity. Josh Cribbs now going to get a chance to return some kicks. They have the injury issues there in New York, so he's going to head to that circus that is the New York Jets. And, you know, good for Josh Cribbs. I'm glad to see him catch on with the team. And how ironic that it comes down to it if, of course, he stays with the team, because there are always, you never know how things work out in those situations right off the bat. But down the road, the Cleveland Browns could be facing off with Josh Cribbs. That'll be interesting. A lot of emotion will be tied up in there. And then the other New York team, how about, bam, sledgehammer Peyton Hillis, he of the strep throat and all, signs with the New York Fighting Football Giants and them running back problems that they've got there. Now, Peyton Hillis, they brought in a crew of guys this week, and apparently Peyton Hillis stood out amongst the group of them as he's now signed a deal there with the Giants. They need something, anything, and, you know, he does fit. Obviously, they tried it with Brandon Jacobs, too, you know, bringing him back. He fits that power style. He fits that power running style that the New York Giants like to run and like to have that type of running back, you know, much like we talked about during his time here in Cleveland. I mean, I don't know. I've got to be honest with you. I saw a few carries, I think, in the preseason. I have not seen a lot of Peyton Hillis in the recent past. So maybe you guys have, and you could correct me. Does Peyton Hillis still have it? Does he still have whatever it is? I mean, I get that with the mentality, and I understand the way things went here in Cleveland. But, I mean, you know, does he still have that, you know, whatever it was that sparked him here in Cleveland that, you know, I think, as we know, gave him the ability to be, I think, play above his skill set, you know, his hustle, his grit. I'm not trying to go too on for him, because he quit on us here in Cleveland and went all superstar, and then he went buck crazy. Said he was joining the CIA, got married in the middle of the season, and made a whole circus out of everything, all because of the cover of Madden. Damn you, Madden, and your video game. But anyways, just wondering, Peyton Hillis, maybe that'll work out for him. Josh Cribbs, though, there is some opportunity for him there, and I mean, who knows? There might, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, I think, there at wide receiver, at kick returner, you know, even in, you know, not, they've never been afraid to do some gimmicky stuff there. We know they've got issues at quarterback and all these different things. He fills, I think, a lot of needs, not just needs, but he gives you some insurance there for Rex Ryan. I think they picked up a good asset there at Josh Cribbs. You guys know I've always been a huge supporter of Josh Cribbs. It's a shame that there wasn't a spot for him here. That's the difference, is I understand that there wasn't really a place for him here in Cleveland, unless he was willing to do stuff that he didn't want to do, and they weren't willing to give him the opportunity that he felt he deserved, and that obviously he did end up finding for himself. And I do think it shows, too, that perhaps Josh Cribbs wasn't as healthy as he thought he was going to be, and it took him a while to get there. But hey, either way, good to see him. And, you know, same, like I said, Peyton Hillis signs with the Giants. So New York, New York, baby, a couple of former Clevelanders, and we'll see how that pans out over the next few weeks. I'm going to take a break here. BJ Riddell, as always, joins us every Thursday, 12:35, Fantasy Football for Winners. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTryWinLastNight.com is going to join us and chime in on some stuff. We'll talk about the Tribe here, look ahead to free agency. We're going to talk about the 1948 replay project he's been working on. That thing's getting into full swing now. All of that, so much more. Your phone calls. We've still got a ton of sports fix to come. Phone lines, they're not open now. They'll be open after Mike Brandenberry, who comes up next, right here on the Sports Fix. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Sports Fix. Who's this?
The Sultan of Swat.
Who?
King of Crap.
Who?
Lost the Spot.
Who?
The Great Bambino.
We may not always know where we're going, but we do hit all the bases. Make sure your home plate for sports talk is the Sports Fix.
Hey guys, as we hit the break, just want to mention the Sports Fix, of course, proud to be partners with Harry Buffalo in North Olmsted, home of each and every Browns game day Sunday. The Sports Fix, broadcasting pregame, postgame, and halftime shows live in the house. We're giving away prizes, doing some trivia contests, having a great time each and every Browns game. Whether they win or lose on the field, everybody's a winner because we have a party each and every Browns game at the Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Don't forget as well, they've got Coors Light College Game Day Saturdays. Get all your Buckeye action there. Great drink specials on Sundays. Those hair of the dog pitchers are only $10, and that right there turns a bad day and a frown upside down. All of that, Monday Night Football, your favorite Browns players watching the game with you, and so much more. The Harry Buffalo North Olmsted, just outside Great Northern Mall. We'll see you there for each and every Browns game. Don't forget, Harry Buffalo, proud sponsor of the Sports Fix. Join the herd.
Hey, Cleveland, this is Tristan Thompson of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you're listening to Sports Fix.
Have you gotten your copy of Cleveland's Finest yet, highlighting the best moments, players, and media members in Cleveland sports history? In-depth, personal interviews with some of the top names in Cleveland sports fill the pages of this incredible book. Cleveland's Finest by Vince McKee is this year's must-have book for every Cleveland sports fan. Available now at Amazon.com, just in time for the holidays. This is your home run present. Get your copy today.
Whether it's an oil change or a new set of tires, Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck has you covered for your car care needs. They're your neighborhood quick service experts. They also offer a low price tire guarantee. Choose from 13 brands, and if you find the same tires at a lower price within 30 days, Quick Lane at Valley Ford will refund the difference. 5715 Canal Road, right under the 480 Bridge in Valley View. Come see why life is better in the Quick Lane. Quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
The Sports Fix is on iHeartRadio. Download the free iHeart app today. Subscribe to the show and get your fix. Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Signs and Ship, the official printing source of the Sports Fix. Quality printing at affordable prices. Find out more at signsandship.com.
The Fix is in. The Sports Fix.
Give me a beat!
Welcome back to Sports Fix, streaming live here on the sportsfix.net. Doggone you, Janet. Don't you know I'm trying to tweet? I'm trying to Facebook post here. I'm trying to plug the next segment. That commercial break blew by so fast. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's me. I'm back on the air. So welcome back to the Sports Fix. J-Rock with you. And in just a few minutes, I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines because it's been a few weeks, but he's joining us. His name's Mike Brandenberry. Mr. Brandenberry, if you're nasty. Anyways, Mike Brandenberry, DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com, is going to join us here in just a few minutes. Going to talk some Indians baseball. Free agency hasn't hit yet, but the planning has already begun. And, of course, I also want to talk to him a little bit about some of the development. Maybe Mike's got some insight on who's going where and who's doing what, because, you know, as soon as one season ends, the next one starts. At least that's what the good teams do. You got to get a head start now on 2014. So Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks to each and every one of you guys who are listening along and commenting throughout the show, whether it's on the chat room on Mixler, whether it's on Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, whether it's on Twitter, tweeting with us at TheSportsFixCLE. Keep those coming in, and keep them coming in 24 hours a day. I tell you guys, like, at least once or twice a week, the coolest thing for me is all day long getting hit by comments from people as they're listening to the show live. So it's like, although it's like Groundhog's Day for me, because I have to sit back and I have to go, oh, I know what part they're talking about. But it's awesome to me because it's pretty cool. It's a 24-hour thing. It's a pretty cool thing. So anyways, keep that coming in, because really, I say it all the time. I mean, I'm not the only one. I know a lot of people say stuff like this, man, but you guys really make this whole thing worth doing it. I mean, otherwise, yeah, I like doing what I do, and of course I love talking sports, but man, what we got here and what we do makes me really love it, and you guys are awesome. So keep it coming in. Facebook.com/TheSportsFix or tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE, at TheSportsFixCLE. Welcome back to The Sports Fix. J-Rock with you. As I said, waiting for Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Going to some of the comments that I got here during the break as we were talking a little bit earlier. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to shift it back to football because we're going right to the phone lines now. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com joining us. Mike, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. Hey, sorry about that. I was ending one meeting and heading to my phone to give you a call.
Oh, man, absolutely no worries at all. This live radio, I'm used to that, man. I've stalled for 30 minutes. 30 seconds is nothing, man.
Hey, that makes up for all those times I was on hold.
Hey, there you go. Exactly, you know, and you'll be on hold again in the future. Matter of fact, I'm writing a note right now. Even if you're not, you will be now. But anyways, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my man? It's been a couple of weeks, man. How you doing since the end of the Tribe season?
I'm doing good. It was, you know, it was a fun end and a wild finish, and in the same regards, I think, I don't want to say disappointing, but bittersweet, I guess. I always kind of thought, as hot as they were, if they could get by that one-game playoff, you know, when you get into the playoffs then, when you're riding high, anything can happen. But, you know, definitely didn't work out the way I think you thought that it could in that regard. But anybody that thought that the Indians would win 92 games and finish the way they did, I'd like to meet that guy, because I want him to pick my lottery numbers.
I'll tell you what, you know, have we talked since the last game? I mean, what were your thoughts? I mean, I was there. I think you were there, but I was just, the atmosphere of that last game was just amazing. And I talked about how I was hoping that not only was that addictive for the fans that left there, you know, as far as attendance for next season, but I hope that was addictive with the front office and with the Dolans themselves. That feeling of it being hot, of it being the place to be and the thing to do, and that excitement, I hope that carries over. Not that you want, you know, expect them to go crazy spending money, but maybe that's the difference between making a move or two that they might not have made.
Yeah, I think, you know, we always talk about this town kind of being a sleeping giant, if you will, of a baseball town, and I think that enthusiasm is there and it's kind of coming back. And, you know, I think this year, if you look at attendance as a whole, I think they're disappointed, but I think a lot of things created that, and it will take time to build that back up. And I think that last game is really kind of an example of what it can be. And I don't think it'll never be like that every night. It'll never be like that, like it was in the 90s, for all the reasons we've talked about for the last decade since, as to what has changed. But it can be like that on occasion, and it can be like that in September and October and for playoff games and big games. And, you know, I'm with you. I think this team is certainly close. I think if you're watching the playoffs closely, I think you can see what makes teams a strong and winning team that has a chance to go to the World Series. If you look at the Tigers and the Red Sox now in the American League and the Dodgers and the Cardinals in the National League, and I think you can fairly look at the Indians and see where they're lacking versus those four teams. But they're close. And they're close, and I think expectations for 2014 will be higher than they've been in Cleveland, you know, probably since 2008 when they came off of a trip to the LCS in 07. And so I think that energy can be there, and I hope that the front office and the organization, you know, continues to work towards that. And I think they will. I don't think that this team this season was built just for this year to make some run. If anything, I think there were some times where, I don't want to say they held back, but where they had an eye toward the future instead of just this season. So hopefully, you know, in the greater plan, they can build something, you know, for 2014 and beyond to keep people excited.
Exactly. And, you know, I've been thinking to myself and talking off the air about this, you know, and I'll continue to say it here. It, to me, one of the years when we talk about people talking about things in the front office and in the organization, I don't want the players and I don't want the Indians focusing on 2013, and I don't want them focusing on 1997. I think the or excuse me, 2007. I think the number they should be focusing on is 2008, because as we've seen, you look like you're on the verge of a run. You look like you're on the brink of that window of opportunity, and we've seen that it disappears instantly if the wrong things happen and fades into the dust. Now, I think we know that they're set up foundation-wise here for that not to happen, but that's one of the reasons why I think this offseason is so key to prove yourself to the fan base too, because now you take that next step and you show them that, unlike the last time, this one's going to hold on, and I think it will too. I wanted to talk to you a little bit. We had Al Pawlowski on the other day, and Al and I talked a little bit about, you know, the stuff that everybody's talking about here with free agency and stuff coming up. I wanted to talk to you because I know you're especially, you know, more in tune with the minor league organizations and stuff like that. How quickly are some of these guys, or how many of them have already started their off-season development programs? How quickly does that stuff start to take place once the season ends?
Well, from a minor league perspective, the Indians, you know, most of what they consider to be their top tier, maybe their top 25 to 30 prospects, a lot of guys, I would say, at like high A in Carolina, double A in Akron, those type of guys, they go, when their season ends a week or two later in September, by the middle of September, they're back out at Goodyear for instructional week until almost the end of October, till about the end of the World Series. And so their off season, you know, I guess in one regard has already started, or really hasn't started yet, however you want to look at it. But they're getting more, you know, everyday instruction in. And as far as guys on the big league roster, I know some of the guys that I talked to, they pretty much shut it down from the day the season is over after the grind of 162. They pretty much shut it down. A lot of guys shut it down, generally speaking, till Christmas. I would say they all shut it down until early December. But a lot of guys, they shut it down till, you know, around Christmas time or the first of the year, and then they really start to, you know, put their full off-season training in. I mean, guys work out and guys always stay in good physical shape. I don't want to make it sound like they head home and head to the couch and start eating Doritos until Christmas time. But as far as, you know, guys throwing or doing, you know, what the average fan would consider to be baseball activities, you know, those guys, a lot of them, they don't hit, they don't throw, you know, they don't use those muscles. And most teams and organizations, they want that. They want you to rest those muscles that have been used every single day since, you know, early February, at least. So, and then a lot of them start to work around the first of the year and start to ramp up. I know Vinny Pistano is a guy who's always told me that he, like a lot of guys, likes to throw before you know, pitchers and catchers officially report, but he doesn't pick up a baseball until the first of the year. And he said, you know, and then he starts the throwing process to get his arm in shape.
Yeah. I was curious, 'cause I wanted to ask you, I know that, you know, some guys, I get it. You got to take the rest off of that, but then, you know, there's the fall leagues and there's the winter leagues. Some guys just try to keep themselves playing baseball as much as possible. I guess to each his own, it's how they get ready for that. Some people need a breakaway, and some people, I think, feel better if they continue playing as much baseball as possible.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with where you are in your career. I mean, you know, if you're a big leaguer and, you know, you don't have to be a star, but if you're a solidified big leaguer, or if you're a guy who's had, you know, a full season in 2013 and a grinding one at that, you know, you need that time off. Now, if you want to talk about, you know, guys at the minor league level, I mean, a guy like Tyler Naquin, who is the Indians' number one draft pick in 2012, he's playing in the Arizona Fall League, and so is a guy like Joey Wendell. Wendell played the entire season at High A Carolina, and then Naquin played most of the year at Carolina and finished the last couple weeks at Akron. But, you know, those guys are guys that I would say are closing in on getting onto the big league radar. And, you know, the Arizona Fall League is a great league for American-born prospects. It's kind of designed for guys who don't really have as easy of an opportunity to play winter ball, whether it be in the Caribbean or overseas somewhere. So, and a lot of players, you know, who aren't solidified, they feel as if they need to play either to, you know, continue to prove themselves, or, you know, some guys, if they're coming off of injuries, you know, they're trying to make up at bats or innings pitched that they lost out on in the 2013 season. And you know, you'll see guys, you know, go and join a winter league team and maybe play for a month and leave that team before their season ends. You know, and a lot of that is rehab work.
You're listening to the Sports Fix. We're talking to Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. You know, I'm definitely enjoy looking at it from, I guess, a little bit of a different angle. I mean, there's only so much that we can talk about Will Ubaldo. Until 3 days after the World Series, we don't know if Ubaldo's going to accept the contract or not. You don't know if Casimir wants more money.
So he's not going to.
Well, what do you think, though? I mean, Al and I were talking the other
day. Don't blame the guy. I mean, if, you know, equate it to your own life. If you've had a rough 2 years and then you have a fantastic, you know, last 3 or 4 months, and you had an opportunity to, you know, take whatever salary you make at your job and add, you know, 25% of what you make to it, would you take it? Sure you would. Everybody would.
Right, but let me ask you, Mike, what do you think?
And that's not anti the Cleveland Indians. I mean, he may be able to get that money from the tribe.
Right, and that's why I want to ask you, though, because Al brought this up. What do you think, because you do have kind of that option C that's out there of the one-year qualifying offer, for, what is it, $14 million or a little bit more than that or whatever. So you do have the option of him taking that offer, which also protects the Indians with the number one pick, but you've got the option of taking that offer. And that's going to limit, as well, the suitors, because there's going to be less people willing to give up that compensation. But, you know, that's a decent compromise for Ubaldo, because it puts him in the money year situation again, which, you know, could lead to a bigger cash in for him, even should he provide, because there's going to be a lot of questions, just like we talk about. Can he do it? Is this what he's going to be? I mean, imagine, you know, $14 million is not a bad compensation for one more year of going out there and mowing people down. And then all of a sudden you're a $20 million a year guy again, you know?
Yeah, I'll be surprised if he accepts the one-year tender. And my reason is, first of all, every player that was offered the tender last year declined. So I'm going to bet on them not taking it until someone does. And in reality, if you can get multiple years, even if it's not for the $14 million, I mean, in Major League Baseball, where contracts are, you know, more guaranteed than gold, you know, 3 years at $30 million is better than 1 year at $14 million, because you're going to get $30
million. You're right.
So I'll be kind of surprised if he accepts it, because I think he'll get a long-term deal. But I do agree with you in that when the Indians tender him, I think that the players will grow to hate the day that they ever agreed to that.
Yeah.
In the collective bargaining agreement. And I'm sure that they probably already do, because unless you are a top of the line free agent, Ubaldo is a great example where that almost will work as a poison pill for them, because every free agent has question marks. And if you can sign Ubaldo and have to give up your first round draft pick, what other starting pitcher is out there that doesn't have that qualifying offer hanging over him, that maybe isn't as good as him, maybe isn't as good as Ubaldo on his best day, but when you look at what Ubaldo's been on his worst day, you know, the guy who's just a step below maybe is a little more consistent. And I can see where the suitors will shy away from Ubaldo with the idea that they will have to give him a lot of money and commit to him for, you know, 3, maybe 4 years. And lose their draft pick when he's been as inconsistent as he has been over the last, you know, three seasons. So
yeah,
I think it's interesting. I honestly, I hope right now, and I would think in for Yabaldo, as well, I would think that both sides should be working all October before they have to make that decision to try and extend him. And in my mind, the longer you don't hear any news, I like to believe that there's at least some conversation going on about an extension with the Indians before Yabaldo has to decide to opt out of that contract, before the Indians have to decide to tender him that qualifying offer. But if it gets to that, I think it's a slam dunk decision on the Indians' part to give him, to offer him that qualifying offer. I mean, I actually think from the Indians' point of view, a one-year deal for Yabaldo is a better investment, even if you feel like you're paying too much. You're paying too much without a long-term commitment versus having to give in for maybe 3 or 4 years.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, we're seeing now the way, you're right about that poison pill, because now with the more value being placed finally in baseball on that first-round draft pick, I mean, that played a part in Michael Bourne last year and how his whole thing went down, you know. So we're going to see that more and more play into where teams, like you said, less willing to take the risk of not only committing all that money, but we're also giving up future assets as well, which is going to put us in a big bind if you don't pay off. So, you know, until they get a salary cap, all you can do is, you know, depend on little things like that to hopefully level the field. But even then, you know, you have to trust in your own drafting and all of that too. So that's going to be something to follow here too. It's going to be a lot of fun to see once this thing, that's, and I've been watching the world or the playoffs here, telling people the same thing leading up to the World Series, like you said, comparing the Indians to the teams, but you can see the blueprint of all the places that the Indians match up very well, and you go, wow, you know, they can really hang with these teams, except, you know, they're, and then when you see the big bats in the middle, when you see those, you know, not just, you know, good starting pitching, but one after another, the way these guys are able to group 2, 3, 4 quality starters in a row together and give you those, you know, when you play them in a four games in a row in a series, then it's just a tough marathon to run. So you see the places where the Indians still have to get up to that level, and it's fun to see. But each game that goes by, as I say, we're getting closer, because once that World Series is over, boom, then all of a sudden the clock starts rolling. Instead of creeping along, we start flying, because decisions start getting made and people are already casting the net now. But then it really takes off come the end of the World Series, man.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't know how much time we have left, but I know, you know, with the Indians, I think you're going to see a fair amount of roster shakeup. I don't know that it'll be as much as last season, but if you take a look at their payroll, and we've kind of dived into it on our site, they have close to about $85 million invested. You know, if you count what guys will approximately get in arbitration, I mean, they have about $85 million committed towards next year with just this year's team coming back. And that's not going to happen. I mean, the Indians aren't going to commit to a lot of that. And so, I think you're going to see some guys, I think you really have to come to grips to all the people that don't like Chris Perez and have been dying for the day that he leaves town, but thinks that they can trade him for something. I think you better come to the reality that the Indians are going to let him walk for probably nothing to get out from the idea of having to pay him $10 million through arbitration. I don't think anybody sees him as a guy that's worth $10 million. I'm not sure that any closer is worth $10 million, in fairness. But I think, you know, the economics will come in where there's going to have to be a fair amount of shakeup, and I think it'll be interesting. But I think they'll put together a good competitive team again. And honestly, in a market like the Indians, that's kind of what you want to see every year is, you know, not standing pat, like you said, not standing pat after 07, going into 08, always looking to get better. And you're going to always have to do it on some kind of budget. I think their budget's rising, but, you know, money has an end at some point. They're not going to have $110, $120 million payroll. So it should be a fun winter.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And,
Definitely looking forward to having you with us, too. Not just to talk about that. Fill me in. 1948 replay. I see it rolling along. I'm having a lot of fun following it on Twitter myself. How's that been going for you guys?
It's been going great, and the feedback that we've received from people has been so much fun. It's kind of fun to play a part, I suppose. And you know, I don't know. I've never tweeted play by play of a rain delay before, so it's kind of fun to do stuff like that. But you know, I hope that people are enjoying it, and it's a nice look back at something that, you know, a lot of us didn't experience, and maybe something that your grandfather enjoyed the first time around. But it's been great. The feedback has been great, and definitely invite everyone to check that out every day at didthetribewinlastnight.com/1948.
And if Twitter's your thing, you can tweet with the account at didtribewin1948, and you can use the hashtag 48replay. Mike, always good catching up with you, and we will keep talking throughout. It's going to get a whole lot more fun here in just the next few weeks as we start heading into Hot Stove League for the Indians.
For sure.
Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Thank you so much for joining us, my man.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Always a good time. Mike Brandenberry, we'll talk to him next week. We're going to take a break when we come back. The Cavaliers back in action tonight. They're at the queue. We'll talk about that and wrap things up. Feels good to play Indians Fever again, even though they're not playing. I missed that song. Indians Fever, baby. Looking forward to the winter and looking forward to spring training already. When we come back, we'll wrap it up talking Cavs here on the Sports Fix.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
Throwing you the best sports commentary in town, The Sports Fix.
I'll tell you what, whether you just started listening to the show today or you've been listening since the beginning of The Sports Fix, you know that our thing is how proud we are to be from Cleveland, to be in Cleveland, and to get the opportunity to broadcast and represent Cleveland to the world live right here on The Sports Fix each and every weekday. Well, I'll tell you what, that same sentence could just replace the word Sports Fix with our friends GV Art and Design and have the same statement, because GV Artwork, you guys have seen their stuff all over town, makers of some of the best Cleveland sports apparel you'll ever see. Unique, original designs. Fantastic. They say Cleveland that I love, and then they put it on their chest, and they put it on your chest too. Don't forget, we tell you all the time, use the sales code FIX. Any purchase you make with GVArtwork.com, you'll save 10% on your total purchase just for letting them know that you heard about it right here on the Sports Fix. So whether you check them out, GVArtwork.com, or check out the brand new store in Lakewood on Detroit Avenue, they are fantastic people with a fantastic product. Cleveland that we all can love. GV Art and Design. It's not just a shirt. It's a statement.
It's an addiction. The Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
Football season is party season at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. And no matter who you root for, everyone wins at Harry Buffalo. Every Sunday, the Sports Fix is broadcasting live with giveaways and prizes and joining you in watching all the Browns action with Bud Light beer specials and $10 Hair of the Dog pictures.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Plus, every Monday night, catch the Monday Night Football action with some of your favorite Browns players. Football season is most definitely party season. And your headquarters is Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Harry Buffalo. Join the herd.
Back in 1990, when I joined Herb in the booth, you could say that first game was when I became a lifelong Tribe fan. Something about Cleveland made us want to stay and call it our home, raise our family here. I can promise you one thing, home or on the road, I feel what you folks feel, what you feel every game. Cleveland fans are passionate and pretty vocal. I respect that. This is our team. This is our town. This is a Tribe town.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck, home of the low price tire guarantee. QuickLane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Hi, this is Earl Clark from the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you're listening to the Sports Fix.
Welcome back to the Sports Fix, streaming live here on the sportsfix.net or around the world on digital delay on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and all the other platforms. J-Rock with you, and we're wrapping things up here. Earl Clark and those Cleveland Cavaliers, they're back in action tonight. Before we talk about that, in the chat room, I see you guys talking. I'm big on holding on to Ubaldo, guys. Trust me, as we were just talking about with Mike Brandenberry before the break. I think if the Rays are looking to trade Price, I think the Indians should kick the tires on that too. They've got some trade pieces. They've got some flexibility as well. Maybe they find themselves unlikely partners there. And, you know, I think that's more likely than him signing here. But, you know, one doesn't preclude the other one. That's going to be interesting to see. So, you know, I mean, but Bruce with a good point. Do you trade David Price for the equivalent of Ubaldo and Kazmir? I'm just curious. I mean, do you give up two for one there? I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, and I haven't really said this, you know, before talking about it. I like Kazmir, and I think Kazmir, you know, did obviously a great job here this season. If I have to pick one of the two, I'm 100% more confident in Ubaldo repeating his success than Kazmir repeating his. Not saying that he can't. But if I'm picking one, if I'm banking on one, and what the Indians are trying to do here is they're trying to figure out how to invest their money without looking at the past. Because as we know, it is a cliche. It doesn't sound like a cliche. Past performance is no indicator of future success. You know what I'm saying? So and how many teams have paid the price on paying for success that's already happened rather than paying for the future? We talk about that a lot. A lot of times in the NFL, a lot of times teams end up finding themselves paying players big chunks of money for stuff that they already did, not for the stuff that they're going to do in the future. So, you know, that's something we can keep talking about. But that's a good way to put it, because monetarily it may work out. Does getting a guy like Price, is that worth giving up, you know, those two guys? And on top of that, too, you know, and I know it's a business. You have to make your business decisions. But at the same time, just like we sit here and talk about, well, hopefully this player shows that loyalty. We did help him rebuild his career. And that's true. At the same time, they look at the examples of what the organization does with players, too. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. If I had to put a gut feeling on it, like Mike said, I have a feeling. I don't think the one-year deal thing happens, but I think that the Indians go with the devil they know more than the one that they don't. And I think that they try to work out a multi-year deal with Ubaldo and handle things that way. We'll see, though. I do think Scott Kazmir, I think his success prices himself out of Cleveland, unless he feels, you know, perhaps as we talk about, that he would like to stay here, that he was able to rebuild himself here. And, you know, he wants to stay here. But I think that he may have priced himself out, and that happens a lot. And, I mean, that's going to continue to happen. That happens to the small market teams the most, because that's what the Tribe has to keep doing. They have to keep casting the net. They have to keep finding guys like that. They have to keep putting Mickey Callaway to work and then rebuilding them and watching them move on, and then you've got to do the same thing with the next guy. So we'll find out. Nothing we can do but keep talking about it until this season ends, and then, like I said, 3 days after the World Series, those things start going. All right, getting back to what we were talking about, wrapping things up here. Cavs back in action tonight. Pistons return to the queue. Kind of coincidental timing. I was talking about that clip earlier from when Boobie Gibson just went buck wild against the Pistons that year that the Cavs went to the finals. Hearing that audio always makes me laugh. Joe Tate just going crazy. Plus, I played that one little clip in that commercial, but I heard it all as I was going through the game, pulling the clips. And it was just Joe Tate was losing his mind as Boobie was draining one after another. Anyways, those aren't today's Pistons, and those aren't today's Cavs either. But these are the Cavs and the Pistons going at it tonight. They got two games this week. Saturday, the Pacers coming up. So I believe Sergei Karasev is back. If his visa issues are taken care of, he should be back in the rotation tonight. Anderson Varejao was given a day off the other day so he could rest. He's going to be very important, obviously. So he should be out there tonight. Still dealing with, we've talked about, Tyler Zeller's out for at minimum the next month. Jared Jack's still down. Carrick Felix, so still those injury problems, more opportunity for these guys. I'm going to head down to the queue tonight, interested to see how the Cavs play after they've been off. You know, we talked about the rubber legs that they were showing the other day. So that's going to continue. That's going to continue. I'm telling you, man, like, I don't think people realize that we're not joking when we say, man, with Mike Brown, these other teams are doing shoot-arounds. Mike Brown's like, nah, man, that's 2 more hours of practice, homie. What do you want? What do you got them sweatpants on for? You better get them shorts and that tank top on because we're practicing today. Oh, coach, don't give me that, coach. We're practicing today. 2 more hours. We're running 3 a days. Remember the Titans last night. So that got me tripping because Denzel Washington, you know, we're running 3 a days. If you don't get to know your teammates, we'll run 4 days. We're going to keep practicing until you know your teammates. Love that movie. We will be perfect in every facet of the game. Anyways, good movie. We're going to wrap things up here. Totally random segue to wrap things up here. I'm heading down to the queue tonight. Hopefully you are too. Check out some preseason action. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Ryan Ruiz from the Inscribers with us tomorrow, giving us his dog bones to a Browns victory. Jeff Gorman from Browns101.com previews the Green Bay Packers side of the ball. We'll talk about it all, give you predictions, what the Browns can do to win, what the Browns can do to lose. We'll hit it from all angles right here on the show tomorrow, plus all the usual suspects and fun and games as we wrap up the week like only we do it here on the Sports Fix. Thanks to each and every one of you for joining us. Thanks to Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com for checking in. BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners, each and every week. Always a great time. We're going to wrap things up strong tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your night, Cleveland. Whatever you do, be happy doing it. We love you, Cleveland. We'll see you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Where else? Where else? Right here on thesportsfix.net, live at noon, as we launch tomorrow for the Sports Fix. We love you, Cleveland. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's only one in me. Let me make that very clear. Yeah, I'm from that terminal. You can see the lake from here. Faith in my teams. We keep getting closer every year. But we got the king, no, so hopefully we overcome. Yes, I have a dream, and I know I ain't the only one. Armadale tried to stiff my heart, but we brought it back. Thanks to Cleveland Clinic. Now they call them kids the cardiac. Rock car, science center, Tower City, all of that. Warehouse district, Euclid corridor, and all the flat. You know that I'm a Tribes fan, and I love Slimans. Crockett Park's the perfect place for me to spend some time. Baby, this is Cleveland. It is so much more to us. You can even go to Severance Hall to see an orchestra.
Cleveland.